working with the board of Alexco now to come up with those timelines. Initially, the settlement was supposed to be made an order of court in September, but because of the involvement of the Arctic Committee, that was a bit delayed, and until we got a court order letter confirming that, to the Arctic Station.
So, what you're saying is that you will make it available?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to Arctic, and then we come back, and then members can when we come back. I'm not taking any booking.
My question is related to the broader question you raised earlier. You know, I've listened carefully to the CEO, and I'm like trying to understand what is the case for their case for Alexco. But that as it may, let me then proceed to ask the question. He said 20% of their income comes from the land mining, and yet land mining consumes a lot of cost more in terms of the running cost of the operations of the company. Am I right? And there was a link to. So what I want to understand is there a case for continuation of land mining if it contributes only 20% of the overall profit for the company? I mean, not profit, but it yes. And at the same time, the land claim process coming. Do you think the land claim processes will bring some changes to the proceeds or to the 20% that comes from the land mining, and yet it costs a lot more in terms of your operation? Is there a case for land mining? And my second question, Chair, is on the you made reference to some kind of technology. I won't use the names because I don't understand the technology itself. But there is some technology which was introduced and which did not necessarily yield any positives. That's why Alexco decided to stop using it. But when I look at the report, the hard copy, it makes a suggestion that next year, during the next financial year, you intend going back to that technology. Am I right? What would be the reason for going back to a technology that has proved not to be working? It's in page, unless it's two different technologies, page 9 of the hard copy, the optical sorting technology. I'm not sure. Okay. Can I ask the last question? The last, okay, no, it's on HR. It's on HR, chief. Let me pause this for now.
Madam Chair, we'll start with a comment. I think some of what we expect from management of Alexco it's probably not fair or realistic on our side. I think part of the problem with Alexco has been the vacillation of government. We've been equivocating. We don't know if we want to put money into it. We don't know if we want to sell it. Do we want to keep it? Not to stay in the Freedom Charter's viewpoint on mines and minerals. So there's been a lack of commitment on the one side. Yes, it is true that the land claims have been a factor in the whole thing. But the land claims has now been sorted out in essence. Now if you look at some of these operational conclusions on the undumped pages, it would have been page 45. It's littered with words as that for now, current initiatives, it is all short term, there's no long term. Now I don't think it's management's problem that. I think we need to ask the question to the board as the representatives of the shareholder and also of the shareholder who's represented here through Anthony. What are your plans for Alexander Bay or for Alex Corp? I understand you're going to have a joint pooling and sharing venture, which means you've got Rutherscale people coming with their resources and Alex Corp coming with theirs, and they put that in there. But that says that Alex Corp remains an entity within this joint venture. Am I correct? It doesn't cease to exist, it continues to exist. The state as the owner of Alex Corp is going to have to put money into it. Has the state made up its mind how to operate Alex Corp, or are we still toying with the idea of selling it off as soon as possible?
Was your hand
asked,
Mr.
Colola?
I just asked him, Mr. Colola. Okay. Mr.
Colola,
please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I'll first start by commenting here. To say that, I'll agree with my colleague here that the sooner we decide on the future of the Alex for the better, because I can see that really we're going to lose a lot of money. We have to take a decision once and for all as government as to whether we continue with this entity, whether it is important for us as a nation or not. And then the second part, Chairperson, would be a question actually on a certain slide on the average price of non-specified stones. When you look at this slide, actually, I can't understand it. I don't know if maybe if you can translate it on monetary terms as to what does it mean. I don't understand it personally. Well, with the other question, I'll ask it later. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Okay, that's your
I'm just disappointed that you are becoming a senior citizen.
No, okay. Just because I'm not able to be a member of the youth league anymore is no reason to be nasty. And secondly, I've got here something written under signatures. I've got something written under Mr. Nogumla. But I didn't have the one where you had signed when I so I assumed that you were absent in that sense. Okay, so in a sense I think you must share the blame for that because you didn't sign early enough.
I've got many years remaining to correct it.
You are not. Yes, you don't have to
accept
it. You got balls. When you go bald, even if that's in 20 years' time, I'll come to you and ask you, what is my name? Old man.
So, thank you. My answer would just be sort of following up on my point that the monetary part. The issue of the land mining part, because the report clearly indicated to the session that they are incurring some loss around that particular area. But the issue which I want to ask is whether because of the issue they raised that the equipment are a challenge as part of that. But also to look at project share post or during the joint venture, because if the community is still going to be bringing the land mining as part of the joint venture and so on, will that not continue to cause the loss? Or that will be cured if the equipment, the issue of equipment has been rectified in terms of getting new equipment? In fact, the short and part of it is whether the loss under mining, land mining, because of the equipment which are having and the skills in order to do the land mining, or related to the general declining in mining using in gold and so on. That's the question which has gone.
And I guess also, I mean, I assume, and maybe you should just confirm or deny, but I assume that the issue of the agriculture and stuff like that is part of the transfer to the resource community. That doesn't form part of the joint venture. That's separate into your country.
Thank you.
Well, now they've given it to me.
Thank you, Chair. Question. First one. Last year, you asked for mentioning that they were looking for funding for hiring of boats or purchasing of marine mining boats. And I think the National Treasury did decide to give, I think, 18 million or in terms of that figure, somewhere in adjustment last year. So what happened to the boats and how they related to the boats that you're selling off? And the second one is on one of the later pages on the slide says alternative option considered. You mentioned that you submitted section 55 application to obtain shareholder approval. Now what application is that? Is that section 55 on PFMA or company tax, or so just a clarification on that. And the last one is on page 21 and 22 of the slide, because it's not numbered, I've numbered myself. You mentioned that the contractors have less cost of sales, and yet they mine more in volume, in carat volume, and they also produce more profit. So what is the problem there? Is there a problem with Alex Core, firstly, or is there a problem with the area where Alex was mining? And then if the problem with Alex Core, is that one of the reasons why you're going to our joint venture and cutting out your workforce on the mining, and are you considered outsourcing most of the mining out, because obviously now the contractors need to be more efficient than your own mining workforce? Thanks.
I think let's take those questions for now.
Sure.
And I don't know, CEO and board chair, whether you want to feel those out there,
I'll keep one question which is directed to me, directed to the board and the shareholder. I'll keep them. I'll go back to the question on land mining. Two questions, if I can combine that. I think you're asking if I care for land mining here. I think our presentation of the SPI is that there's no care for land mining. It's a thing that we've done first before we can call that sustainable operation. I mentioned that we have shared that a life of mine plan on land mining. If you don't have one, then there's no case, there's no business case. Unfortunately, we have employees conducting mining. We try our best to minimize the loss and try and get some revenue, but you can only do so much, and I think that's what I showed in my slides. But in the last 18 months, we managed to get the crews performing better, but the job comes up in more than a year. And then the other one was on how this land mining will be aligned with the changes to the production of the joint venture and the losses that we're incurring. are other teachers going forward. I'm going to refer to some discussion in there, which we have to consider. I'm saying that we have conducted a facility there to stop their money. There's no way that we can continue and at the same time call it part of the joint venture operation. Because the fund that Sandra Miller that is being referred to will be dedicated to the joint venture operation, which will have its own plan and its own input in terms of the labor requirements. And my understanding is that the joint venture may or may not employ the current workforce. So that there's no link between the joint venture operation, which is to develop going forward, and the current land mining operation. Those are separate differences. I'll go straight to your question on the PFM application. That was section 54. The PFM name states that the state owned company will sell an asset for the structure. In fact, there are significant materials. You need to seek approval from the shareholder. And we have submitted such an application by the side of the members. Approval has been granted. To top land mining, by the way. And then I'll skip to the questions related to the technology. The optical floating is a different technology. This is new technology that's being used. So reprocess your final recovery tailings where you do the mass recovery of diamonds and phosphorus. So these are the diamonds that you didn't recover with the normal X-ray machine. And you use what's called optical scoring. You tested that. So it's one of the initiatives to improve performance and it worked well. However, the chance of us using the machine were not favorable to Alex. We either had to buy the machine, which obviously didn't have the money to do it, and then we lost the use of the machine. The arrangement wasn't favorable to us. So we will try again and acquire the technology and use it if we get supplements and supply the machines. And in the sense of the equipment itself. I'll go back to that slide, which refers to the Mount 35 zones. The 35 zones, in our words, is a zone of 6.8 colors and above the 5. The zone is 1 zone, 6.8 colors. It's called a special zone by weight. What do you mean by color and shape as well as you would expect those zones to carry a senior data flash, provided the diamond. Yeah. And then any zone below that size is not 35. We're talking from the smaller diamond to 6.7, if you like. And then those generally, you can get any part. That shows you that we have some good prices for the non-specified zones. They're not getting a good price because they're special. They're getting a good price because they are there in the market and they're getting soft value for a diamond. And then I'll go on to the question related to funds. You mentioned the figure of 8 million that Alexco was granted by the state. I think I covered this earlier on. And I'll refer back to this slide. What you don't see there on the government fund certified for Alex was 7.1 million and 32.9 million. If you add those two, then you get 18 million. So that's the breakdown. The 32.9 million rand. Use it to finance the working capital. Remember, I said that. And only 5.9 million of that amount is left. including the revenue that we got and current $5.9 million that we're getting on the monthly basis. So that money was used to finance working capital requirements. Remember, the losses that we incurred had to be financed. We didn't get any money to buy any boats. We didn't, as I said earlier, all the $189 million of the capital that we acquired that we got zero. And that's the balance of the $18 million, which we cannot touch for operations. And then you also refer to the two boats that we intend to sell. These are all Alexco boats that we use. Other than any other boat, which are just lying around. We can't use them. You know, the old boats are becoming a risk to maintain them and, you know, to make sure that the safety is secured from the harbor. It's a problem for us. We want people to come around and use it. Then the next question was on the contractor performance being better than our own performance. Yeah, one reason is that they have better equipment. And there's more teams. So you actually men according to your scale of mining, which is not the case with us. You can have one machine, but you have five drivers. So you don't have to go and have another machine. You know? And the contractor will man one machine with one driver.
What is the risk though? I mean, you know, you hear what you're saying about contractors and stuff, and certainly in terms of the figures, it seems to be more positive to go the contractor route. But in terms of the risk, surely that ups your risk significantly to be contracting on this scale, particularly in your most lucrative area of mining. What's your view on that?
Yeah, there's no doubt that it's not risk. I'm sure that it's there. We know that. And we have incidents where we arrested people with the information in the armor. But it's not just contract, it's our own employees. So,
yeah.
Our question is not the next one to be in the spot. You have to have some robustness. What makes it difficult for us that the contractors can operate a few isolated setups on a vessel, for instance, in the remote areas, and it becomes very difficult to provide that. You must give it a dive on the water. If you have 20 divers, it's impossible to say, over 20 divers, it's easy, watching what they do on the water. You do have. I can't tell you the extent of the damage of being caught by any
question to the board.
Maybe I could just I'll answer that question and add on one other question. Now the government plans for Alexco. I think government plan for Alexco has been very clear for a long time. And my view that government plan has been to exit Alexco. Now, around 1997-98, government went through a process of closure of Alexco. They appointed a restructuring and transformation committee that went through the process, recommended the failure of Alexco. But at that time, the Office of Public Enterprises was then told, as an executive by government, that government was not very sure of the value of Alexco. And the reason why government was not sure of the value of Alexco was because government could not rely on the exploration information that was available then. And then government then went through a process of appointing a contract manager. They appointed a company called Nabera for 2 years, from 1999 to 2001. And the whole reason for appointing Nabera was that Nabera was going to invest in exploration and updating the information at Alexco, and that information then be used for valuing electrical and then government and sell out. So that was the whole thing. But unfortunately, the whole thing popped out because Nadara did not have money, so they invested in one thing, electoration. In fact, others who borrowed money from DOE, some had effect of a government guarantee from the National Treasury. And because of the incompetence of Nadara, the board of electoral refused to spend more of that money. Okay? Nadara also fired the whole of management in the palace completely. That is the management of palace completely. And then in 2001, Nadara exited Alexco and government went through another process of state. And in fact, I know that about 3 to 4 companies were shortlisted. And as government was just about to decide on the sales process, the hospital committee interested. So from 2001 up to October this year, Alexco has been struggling with the issue of the land claim. And I think you can correct me here, but I think built into the current contract with the community is a clause that allows the community to exit government. So the community can get a partner and they can exit government. But my understanding was that government retained 20% stake in Alexco, primarily because in the last year or so, the government retained 20% in Alexco was to ensure that not only the government was to protect its own interests, but also to protect the community, to stabilize the company, and then ensure that when government exits, that there would be some kind of a pain upon which the community could build and establish a sustainable company moving forward. So my view is that by and large, if you look at the issue of Alexco today, it is not viewed as a strategic asset in the portfolio of public enterprise and in the government building. But it also was just strategic in the sense that it is the only source of employer for Alexander Day. And just around that area, strategy wasn't around that. So I think government view that they will not just exit Alexco and dump it and let it die. So that mind you that government is in that it is not there for the long term, government is there. And the community might actually take the government to the agreement provides for that. So that's the first question that I thought I would address. The second question, which you can address in two ways, is there a case for land management allocation? My view is that under the current circumstances that the CEO has elaborated on, there is no case for land management. But to the extent that there are diamonds that are known, and to the extent that Alexco can be capitalized and go on a proper exploration program, there is a case for land management in the future.
This is a strategic asset. When you have the opportunity of visiting Alexco, Alexander Bay, you will see the importance of Alexco to the whole region, the geographical, political area of the Northern Cape of Namakoland. So you cannot say it's not a strategic asset. It's a ridiculous to even think that. I'm not saying you, sir. I'm saying our government, of which I'm a member, my party. Not you. It is strategic. Now, before 2004, GPE was set up to privatize. That was its mandate. There has been a change in GPE since 2004. Has GPE undertaken a review of its position with regard to Alexco? Has it? Secondly, when you say And I think in the answers we had, part of the problem of LSCO is that it's not being properly resourced. That is why you couldn't use the equipment that Numisa refers to. That is why you cannot buy bigger boats so you can have more feed days. So the part I don't understand is when you said there's no case for land mining. But there's a case for land mining for the community. What do you mean there's no case for land mining? Did we tell them that?
No, that's why I said under the current circumstances, unless for undercapitalized, unless for the exploration, yeah, there is no case for land mining. But once an expert is capitalized, then they go on to a proper exploration program, there is a case for land mining.
So now the answer is, if government properly resources and commits to LSCO, it can be a success story again. Because the image is created is that Alexander, LSCO is a disaster, we must get out of it because it's a disaster. It's a disaster because we're not committing to it. Thank you.
I think that didn't clear my question earlier. The reason why I asked that the 18 million, I just want to find out, are you saying the 18 million that the National Treasury granted last year was meant for the covering of this loss, was never mentioned to hire the new mining boats up at the end of my or other good that was meant for my hiring of boats?
In fact, from what I gather, none of the money that government is committed for is actually for recapitalization. None of it. And so, in a sense, you're quite right when you start saying that government isn't looking towards the future, but
Chairperson, I think the whole configuration of the recapitalization with the encumbrance of the land claim, it was a bit difficult to commit because that would actually, it wasn't quite clear how it were the settlement of the land claim would impact the whole of the...
But the point of the matter is clearly there's some certainty now. And if we don't see any very swift action on the part of government, basically what you're doing is you're just not planning for viable entities going forward. What you're doing is you're trying to just keep it slightly over the wedge. And that's not going to happen, clearly. In fact, it's going to do more damage from what I can hear in terms of its operations, in terms of its... I guess, you know, it has a huge impact on the commitment of the people who make this entity run. Because remember, entities don't run by themselves. You have to ensure that people don't feel afraid and insecure in their position. Because once you do that, the first people to be will be your skilled staff. Because those are the ones that can be poached and so on. And then you're left with those people who simply are not able to make this entity viable in the sense that the skills are lost. And so you're depleting the entity in the material sense, unless you have an absolute. But I take your caution. I mean, your caution is entirely sound.
Yes. I think just one point that I need is that I think this is a negotiated settlement, and I think the minister has said that the community is very sharp and hard measures. So it's a negotiation settlement, and I think forms recently made an order of court, and you all wrestling with what the implications are on Alex for the company, and also on the community and the community has been functioning.
I think just to confirm what my colleague said from GG, that there is a partnership project within the meeting committee from the Alex Board that is going to work with the department to try and define and clarify all of the issues. I think the issues that you raised, the questions, are also something that we need in our own mind. But I think from the 12th to the 14th of this month, we have a 3-day question we are going to be discussing in the meeting. Just trying to find out what the implications are on Alex Weber Company moving forward and how we could have this implemented and see if we can come up with some size answers on the implications.
The other implication, of course, is because of the transition, and if you're talking about decentralization going forward, the question is, in our happy to have is it only government that has to decentralization? Those kinds of financial implications are difficult, and one would imagine that the community doesn't have too much incentive to actually begin this process. And how does one then deal with that going forward? If you say that you have to go to the shareholders, but those are serious challenges. So I'm glad at least that there is that strategic position, and we're very keen to hear what you have to say.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. It's a clarification question, this one. In that ALESCO also complies with the TA for me. We all know that. But I just heard the Chairperson saying that at some point they went and borrowed money behind the government's knowledge. I just wanted to check if ALESCO is Schedule 2 or Schedule 3B. Just want to check that for you to see if I know.
The line is on page 44 of the report. I don't remember the Mr. Matana business in the presentation. But they are making reference to diamond boats that is supposed to have been sold in 2005 already, and there was a tender process which again came out in 2006, but to date there is no indication of those boats that have been sold out, and the report is not necessarily explicit in terms of what has been holding the company back from proceeding with the boat sale.
Let me pose some other questions that you may have from the hospital transfer. Are there any, essentially what I'm trying to ask is, what does it mean in real terms? Are there any remnant expenses? Or is there a kind of transfer that I would expect to take that kind of transfer? We have full salary and wage goals, for example. In other words, is there a complete transfer? Are there remnant costs? Are there remnant expenses? Any liabilities even for transfer? So what is the actual situation there? The shallow water diving. I'm not sure frankly what it means. I imagine I know what shallow means and I know what water means and I know what diving means. But what it means together in a row like that, I'm not quite sure that I understand. But is it also the real question? Is it really affected? Is it also affected by the weather? One, do you also count that in terms of eBay and so on? Bearing in mind, of course, that your yield from that kind of activity is 21.6 21,600 below the projected amount of yield. And then this, I just want to be absolutely clear, because one of the things that seems to emanate from this discussion is, I mean, it seems to me that if you were to be properly put as a mining company and were to have the kind of quotes for outreach that you have, you know, to whatever quotes you would but obviously it has to still depend on quite significantly on the weather. In other words, it doesn't help to say, well, recapitalize and buy more ships and more technologically advanced equipment. If we're still only going to get 7 days at 31st of October in the year. So what I'm really asking is, to what extent will it reduce your reliance these climatic changes that we are experiencing globally and dealing with this weird thing? If you look at the indicator, there's actually significantly climb in that thing. To such an extent that it almost looks like artificial. But I mean, it almost seems as if, well, maybe you've changed your criteria to what good weather day is. So maybe just to add to those questions that you already had from the
question. Go ahead. The shallow earth operation involves somebody taking the pipe, almost like a washing machine, and that's what they want to see, and they use that pipe to back up gravel from the community. And that gravel then goes into a person's land on top, where the so they concentrate and put it in the collection and it goes in to come to the dam. The problem there is two. One is that the diver has to see. So this is very important. The second one is the roughness of the sea. Okay. So if the sea is rough and the sea is low, people cannot actually die. So and that is what we find the area of the sea for people to be able to go and die. Now, in fact, it looks like it's a global phenomenon. We have not really observed it, but if you look at the figure from the year, from China, in our power, in terms of our relative today, there is a common agreement that these two data are generated. So basically, you're getting a string and the data are the other thing is that electro is where the solid level goes into the concentration. But if it is rain, and there is mud and it's coming down, it's still the river, like not concerned, it affects the visibility. So that impacts on the shallow water operation. In addition to that, shallow water is below 10 meters. So it's basically water just above us, 12 meters. Below that, and deeper than that, is where you get medium sized vessels and it's deep level. I'm sure you don't know that the deer to that fishing is a massive amount of water. Billions of them, that goes up to sea and then it can weather it from. So just talk about the sea, that they can put on top of it and then they can mine. Now, Aleppo has not yet, over the years, in Africa, it's able to buy this massive boat that can go sit there and mine it using remote mining technology. So that's where we think that I think we're not going to be able to resolve the shallow water that is affecting climate. And we can change it. But in terms of the medium
to that can be resolved. Thanks for the question. I'll go back to the title of the diamond boats. What's the problem? Why are we getting this? The William Shell, I'll look back in the William Fire. That's all I should say. They are. we can offer people to come
to the committee, and then we can drive over or ask people to challenge the fee and come out and help out when you need to stay inside your sheltered offices during bad weather. We'll be the ones going to get the land. We've got some very keen people here. Let's just be honest, what we'll do is we'll send the young people out first.
Keep the shops busy and just
keep the for the rest of us.
Okay. And the next question was on the transfer from of the full transfer, the employees, the running costs. I think all of you do is to maintain the business, basically, that's all we do, and we do that for all other businesses in our company.
But I understand you're transferring the volume as well. You guys are not very big on funds.
We can't do that now because the link, all the buildings, the infrastructure links to them, so we can transfer all the assets.
But I mean, that's not the cost.
Yes.
So my question is really, by which point can we say that the trophy of the people ultimately is closed, not for function?
Yeah, that forms part of the township establishment.
But yeah, no, the sooner that happens, really, it's better. Were there any other issues that were raised for the Dharma? We've got about 10 minutes. If there are people who have human resources questions that need to be asked, you can do it in this round, or any other question for that matter. We've got literally 10 minutes to end. I've got Ms. Kongo, and then I've got Ms. Kongo. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
On the
Dharma
Board, on Gita Shanti on each other.
He can try, but he won't succeed. I'm older than him,
apparently. On the eight of chairs, two questions. One is on the 21 members who are receiving the post-retirement and medical aid benefit, which we discovered and which has resulted in some kind of loss. I can't remember the amount. But in fact, you did not reflect the amount that the company incurred due to the continuation of those post-retirement benefits. But what you did instead was to reflect on the amount the company received after having identified that there were about 21 people that were receiving the post-retirement money.
The future projected.
Yes. But the actual loss due to the continuation is not reflected. Could I have a sense of that amount? The second one, on the presentation, you speak of alternative options considered in the light of the grain situation of Alexco, and you made reference to retrenchment of 85% of the workforce. What is the future? What is there a real situation where the alternative options would be implemented, and what would it mean for the community of Alexco if 85% of the workforce would be retrenched?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Well, mine will be on the report. I don't see anything on the relationship between them and the labor union today. And maybe to ask another one on the.
The casualties, I see that the days absent due to injury on work and so on has increased, and you put that down to a very strange reason. You say, well, a lot of the time people are not actually in the operations, and I mean, because of the stop-start thing, you seem to have more injuries. I'm not quite sure. I guess it's related to the nature of the work or something. Perhaps you could address that issue, and then generally your safety records, although you have this light now of having a gain of speed, what are the measures, I mean, what was the reason for that terrible tragedy? Was it something out of the extraordinary, or was it stuff that you had constantly been warning about and asking people to take care about and not that it has happened? That was what I'm asking, is was it through an error, or was it this been prevented, and if so, what are the measures that you're now taking to prevent the occurrence?
On the company suggests that it is open to risk of illegal diamond trading. What is the extent of this issue? And I also see that they've secured the services, they've outsourced the services of securing the whole, you know, a company in trying to keep as much as possible illegal trading. Is it helping to outsource it, or probably rather have an internal security company or from within the organization. And the last one, Chair, is on the report made reference to 68. Oh, well, I'm not sure of the percentage, but there's been a lot of improvement, and I think they've gone beyond their targets as far as BEE is concerned. What I wanted to check is, well, if it's genuine or there could be problems of fronting in the targets that you've been able to go beyond the 25% that you need to be successful.
I think the question is this. As I understand it, these were people who were entitled to have the medical benefits, which they enjoyed in any case. While you project a saving going forward, in the sense that you've now discovered this irregularity and you've now dispensed with it for the, you know, in terms of your book that would be reflected as a saving, I guess, and other. But from the period that these people were unentitled to the period that it was discovered, what was the loss suffered?
It's a big exercise. I mean, people were employed in different, and you have to,
okay,
to me, it wasn't worth going into that exercise. It's a big picture of the same. The comment in Anton's report did not sound as good as it was. We didn't. It will probably cost us more money and time, and, you know, try. And some of them wanted, we have people who ask for us money and they can't pay. So, you know,
the next point was on the retrenchment. The 85% of the workforce, indication that they will lose jobs. Yeah, it's a very difficult situation. It's intense, you know. For the other two, you know, it's about economics, in my view. In this case, also socially, at the same level, you know, and the scale of balance. Just choose one side for the future of the area. If you need to look at sorting out your economics first, and then see what the future holds. So they are down with the education. But you can't get on like this for the next 10 years. So you just, you destroy value. And that's it. You need to talk and come up with some of the sustainable profession going forward.
But I think the reality, in terms of the actual number that was in that report, that was the plan to retrench the employees. And as was in the report, that the shareholder then did not grant Alexco the approval to proceed with that situation. So that situation actually did not happen.
That's why I asked. I see that it's like a
rule of the benefit
for the community.
Yes, yeah, I think that's a bit difficult because, as you said earlier, the ALEKS is not going to be run by the PLDAV board. The PLDAV board may decide to employ the current ALEKS management and employees, or decide not. It may decide to take all of them, or it may decide not to take all of them. So that's actually the thing that will determine post the PLDAV
submitted their business plan in terms of what their instruments of the power of the economic policy. So it's a very good question. And then the next point was, what's the nature of the relationship between Alex and the city? I think more than good, something excellent, more than good. We've engaged with the union, so all these things that we try, I don't want to bore you with the details, but some companies will do it, they've taken the same approach, but I think we managed to achieve a lot. When it comes to safety, I mentioned, I know we've never been a reporter, there's still a lot of excellence, I know from the way you go over a short period of time, a month or two, but actually, so some of them, it's difficult, you know, if someone gets cut on your land, you can't tell, you know, what caused the accident. If you haven't, you have to suffer. That's what we feel suffering. They were doing a lot of maintenance work. The guys were on site, you know, nothing to do, so we've seen an increase of maintenance work. It's not something nobody does. You guys are divers, you know, in assessment, get for diving operations from the assessment, get for so the steps in doing that work are different. And you know, and the training, having the right procedures, protective equipment, not problem. Most of the time, we have to get lost. So you take a human in terms of moving, you lack it to the core. Love the injury and the Now I'll move on to the incident of the head in September, where Dava lost his life. The DME inquiry will take place in the next week. Perhaps not diving every day, but he has not diving the way I'm not doing it. Because he was self-diving in the profession. There might have been a deviation from the procedures. In which they lay out the money, equipment, allow water. Because you work with ropes and pipes, and then air supply, which is a thin valve that goes on the vessel, the boat, and then this valve got entangled onto an anchor that keeps the boat in position. So you could then exhaust this very in any direction, and then allow water, doesn't know what to do, panic, and then it removes it, picking up. The first thing he did was remove the air supply so that we can exit, we can for the shallow can swim up. Unfortunately, we also had a lamp on his head to get visibility. The lamp has a power supply from the boat, and this is attached with the most height of the helmet you could do into the helmet, and then the lamp out of the sun. You can cut off the air supply. I mean, this is still not yet in your nose, and the second one is with the operator's first. If you had attempted to remove the helmet first, you retain the air. Maybe it's the same as an outcome. So we'll go through the official inquiry in the next week. This is a difficult one on the legal downward trading.
we know that this happens conditionally. No one can, even the Kimberly Post, even now, I'm sure you can support me on this one. What's the success? How do you measure it? Some people say it's 100% successful, Kimberly Post. Some people say 80, some people, depending on which kind of decision. For Alex, but in other mining companies, in Mahalan area, we get to know about this placement of undercover agents, and that's also where you can get the double coming from. 20 double, 10 of them came from the business line. Very little that we know about the business line. Also, those came from Mahalan. So that's the reflection in the actions of how artists exist, how effective it is. So it's not the market really straight, but so it's nowhere else. So from there we'll be going on. When the human process, which we mentioned in the report, fixes the gates and down the market to the source. And we do govern that with our African download board, our friends sell our download, where they do the audit, we submit report. And when we produce a download, we do our contract on a daily basis. As you say, this money is a big contract. We can do as much as that. The contractor brings his own download and dumps it in the telephone process. I hope so. And an appointment of outside security companies. I think that's the usual practice. You outsource non-core business. And efficient to do things like that. You get the best service, you can squeeze the supply. I think it's working well for us. I can't give you five concepts on this. Overall, I think it's the best option. The service is good for many of us. I can give you a full presentation of this, but I think it's good enough for us. If you genuinely look at the marine contractors themselves, most of these are GE companies. And these are some of the people who work for Alex, the church, and the general issues to run their own business. I think that's genuine. From the procurement front, we get this company that submit that. We can only rely on that. We can't go into actually in the source of that official. These are companies which we can rely on that. The source of our information.
So thank you very much to the Nissan Duck and to the team, a very international team at this stage. I'm sure we will in the future. Also to the thank you for your participation. And very thank you for the honesty in the presentation and very much the responders to the questions. It's all very efficient when people come here and don't have to get too busy to say really. So thank you very much to both of you and the rest of you who brought together. We will of course convey to you the next thing, so it will not too hard and fast on how they would say this is a very sympathetic issue to you and I mean even though I'm old. and so we won't flex muscles this time around, but we do expect the chairperson of the board to consider the foundation to just be so just please convey that to her, but in the nicest way possible. and we're very nice. particularly because you're going to be donating some boats. Let me to the members thank you as well. I think it's been a very useful and fruitful engagement, and I do hope that a lot of the concerns and so on is useful to you as well going forward. And I do think that one aspect that I think you can take away from this meeting is that the members here feel very strongly that Alice Paul is a strategic asset, and that we do think that it can be turned around with the proper investment, with the proper strategy and stuff. So we must do what we can on this. So I think that you can take away to your box about of 30 days and so on, at least, and hopefully that benefits you. And if we can in any way assist any further, please don't hesitate. Please convey that also to the virtual to pick up the phone and say much more. If at any stage you think that there are issues that you would want to raise with us, just to bounce them off, you know, we're very happy to have short-term arrange for example, you know, for even over lunch and with the community. So do feel free to engage with us. We've taken some stuff from the department at this stage, which we know how to work with. And of course, if there are further developments, I think the department in this particular instance is not really requested it for others. But given that this is a very fluid situation, certainly for the next 10 to 12 months, it would be important, I think, that the department on a proactive basis actually keeps us informed of any material development in this regard. So please ensure that happens. I don't want to sit and remind the department that I've made this request. Having said all of that, members, remember Friday, there is the Joint Budget Committee thing where the department is doing this for that committee in the old assembly. And we will see each other again. There are two members all the time. Yeah.